Madtown Mom Squad.
Mom!
We need to go school shopping. That's definitely what is on every parent's mind right now. It is the Madtown Mom Squad. I'm super stoked to have these beautiful women on each and every week. Big shout out to our sponsor at Herzing University of Madison. Looking for a fabulous career to take care of your family? Nursing is where it's at. So let's get to it. First off, say hello to Miss Shanna Powell. Hello, my beautiful girl.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm hoping that there's not a fight brewing between the girls. I'm pretty sure I just heard a Willow. So, you never know. I told them I'm doing the radio show. Everybody needs to leave me alone. But I feel like when I say that, there's inevitably some sort of problem that erupts that really isn't a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if I mute myself for a second, you know that somebody's got some problem that cannot be fixed on its own.
I get you.
Cannot be fixed.
So I'm just curious, Shanna, on a scale, who is louder at screaming? Is it Willow or Naya when they're mad?
Naya.
Oh, for
Naya.
Sure. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I think Lily, my granddaughter, tops it though.
Yes, she is.
This girl's scream can it literally makes my hair on the back of my neck just like it's so high pitched. It's so loud. It's like fingernails on the chalkboard.
It's a lot.
It will get into your bones. You just want to scream yourself.
But of the two,
Naya and Willow, Naya's scream and her all overall voice is definitely louder.
I got you.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy, honey. We are happy. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Dr. Jazz, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to spend the morning with you ladies.
Oh, I love you. So,
yeah.
Jazz,
I love you too.
You being a mom, you definitely have gone through the screaming sessions in life.
Oh, yeah, every day, last night.
Every day.
Every day.
Well, Jazz, I'm stoked, girl, to have you on because, you are an absolutely beautiful, busy mom and, of course, doing your thing, helping out babies being born. So what are we talking about today?
Yes, for the Madtown Mom Squad today, I wanted to talk about getting ready to go back to school. So last night I was up pretty late doing school registrations, and I wanted to talk about that topic a little bit today with y'all. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. It's on my mind, too.
So, my little 4-year-old Lily, she's getting ready to start 4K, and she's a little bit nervous. And then my daughter, Amira, she's getting ready to start middle school, and she has some anxiety around that, too. Mm-hmm. And my son's going into 8th grade, and he's not, like, nervous, but he's just kind of, like, bored about it and like not looking forward to it. So I wanted to reflect with you ladies on ways we can get our kids excited about the upcoming school year and also help increase their confidence. So I have a few questions for you all, and we'll just take turns answering them. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. So the first question is, do you remember ever being nervous yourself to start a new school year, and just share a little bit about that when you were growing up?
I know I did. I definitely did. I moved a lot when I was I moved from Seattle to Chicago when I was a freshman in high school. So I went to a smaller school in Seattle. So when I moved, I was like, oh my God, I moved to it was in Park Ridge, Illinois. It was like this massive school that Hillary Clinton went to the school. It was Maine South, I think was the name of it. And I remember having like a ton of anxiety about it. I was really afraid because I didn't know anybody, like nobody, not one person. And I remember walking into this huge school thinking, oh my God, like I'm just an ant, like in this huge, you know, just massive school. And I only spent half of my school year there. But I have to say, it ended up being one of the best experiences of my life. I somehow managed to just find my niche immediately and got involved in like theater and did the crew sets. I wasn't on stage, but I built the sets and did the summer, drama department and had the best, I think 6 months or so of my life. So it ended up, at the end of the day, it goes to show that, the resiliency of children. And so if there's anybody that's listening that, your children are going to a different school or you're making a move that's different for them, it is hard. And I do remember my mom being very supportive and just telling me, just be yourself and don't try to fit in where you don't fit. If you don't fit, that's not where you need to be. And I remember like thinking, duh, you don't know. But she was absolutely right. And that's what it is. I didn't try to fit where I didn't fit. And I didn't even know where I fit, though. That's kind of hard to even figure out where it is that you need to fit. Or what you know, who am I? You know, especially being a freshman, you're like, you know, everything sucks. And nothing. So you're already super awkward. But it worked out really well. And so I try to, you know, my girls are going into, you know, third grade and first grade. And Sage is going to be a junior. And it's just like, and he's excited. And they're both super excited. And they're, you know, going to be all of it in the same schools, which is great. Because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do that for them. Since losing Josh, I didn't know how that was going to be. But so far, we're hopefully staying in Verona. So nobody has to change anything. But anyway, yeah, it was anxious, but it was a wonderful experience for me. So that's what I have to say about that. I do remember being anxious, though.
What about you, Krista? Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, Shanna, like you, girl, I remember I was young. I was 6 years old, and that was the time where my mom and dad got divorced. But that was also the time that I actually lost my eye in Scottsdale, Arizona. So my mom then took us kids to Wisconsin. My mom grew up in Superior, Wisconsin, so that's how and where I grew up. But I remember going to first grade as the new kid at school, and I remember this very fondly, that my mom had made me an eye patch, and it was during Christmas time. So she made it as a Santa Claus face. So I am with this Santa Claus eye patch, and I'm a new kid at school. So I was super nervous, right? But I remember, and she became my first friend, and she's still one of my bestest friends till this day. My girl, Heidi Lundgren, I sat behind her, and she was the first one to you know, be my friend. So she was super sweet and made me comfortable. So that was definitely something I'll never forget.
Oh, man, that's so sweet. man, you guys are really making me think of all kind of stories going back in the past. I'm trying to think of my things I was nervous for. There was two biggest things, just social anxiety. Mm-hmm. I went to a school with not a lot of diversity, so I was one of the only Black girls at the school. And there was a lot of like little comments or like subtle racism. And then also just like some mean girl behavior, like somebody saying, like, didn't you wear those pants on Monday? It's Thursday. I'm like, well, we be wearing pants again to say, you know, like, that's normal. But they, you know, would tease me for that. And so just kind of like fitting in and being different.
Yeah.
That was always just a little nerve wracking to like try to. If you didn't fit in the little cliques or things like that. Now I'm at a place where, you know, that stuff doesn't matter to me as much. But when I was, you know, starting middle school or you're going through puberty and all that, it did matter a little bit more. So that always made me nervous at the beginning of the year. And then also just academics. I knew ever since I was 5 years old, I wanted to be a doctor. So I always, from a young age, had pressure on myself to get good grades. And so I would always be so nervous about, like, oh, my gosh, what if I'm not smart enough for the third grade now? What if I'm not smart enough for fourth grade now? And so this leads into my next question I have for you guys, but I'll go first. What are some of the things that actually helped you as a kid to face your fears for the new school year? And so I'll start by telling you mine. So the one about being scared I wasn't going to be smart enough, my grandmother, bless her soul, she passed away a few years ago, but my grandma, she was a teacher, and she would always have a heart-to-heart talk with me and say, Jasmine, if you finish the third grade, now you're a fourth grader, even though the subjects got harder, guess what? You also got smarter. You're a whole year older and your brain is growing, so you can handle it. And then when I would go to the next grade, you finished the fourth grade, now you're older. That means you're capable and you're ready for the next year too. You can handle it. And she would always give me a little pep talk, and I love her so much. And that really, really helped me, you know, just having that confidence boost from my family for all of that. But what about you all? What personally helped you to face some of those fears, Shanna and Krista?
When I grew up in Seattle, I grew up in a predominantly, you know, black and brown school. When I moved from Seattle to Chicago, you know, where we were at was predominantly white. So I was taken back as a white person, like, wow, where's the color? Like, where's the divert? Why does everybody look the same? Because I didn't see it, you know, at the time when I was younger. That's what it was. You know, I didn't see the difference, really. It was just that we were all in school. There was a lot of colors, and I loved it. And I think the one thing that I remember is there was a couple of people that in the drama department that there was mostly white people, and there was a few black and brown people. And I remember them feeling like being very segregated. And I was like, what is this? Like, why are they over here, and why are we over mm-hmm. here? This is not how this works. Mm-hmm. So I do remember thinking, that's not right. So I remember going over to, there was two girls, and I was like, hey, like, why are you, you know, come over here. We need help with, even though we didn't, I don't think I even needed help, but I'm like, I need help with, you know, building this. Can you help me? And then the next day I did the same thing. And then and all of a sudden, like, you know, by a couple of weeks later, everybody was together. And it was subconscious. I don't think I really, like, I don't know what in my mind made me, you know, completely go over there. But I was like, even I think no matter who they would have been, if they would have been the same as me or whatever, like color-wise, I would have still went over to them because I don't ever like to see somebody excluded. But in this specific thing, it was, you know, two people that didn't necessarily look like everybody else. But at the end of the drama, the whole thing, everybody was together. And that's one thing I took away from that experience as being, it bothers me and I don't like it. And it's something I've instilled in my kids now to be the same way. And I think that they've caught on. So that was a big thing for me. It was a very pivotal thing in my life that I thought, this is something I don't like. I'm going to change it as best I can.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Wow. That definitely was facing a fear or facing a challenge, and you definitely tackled it head on.
Yep.
Because you're amazing. You're amazing.
Stop.
You are. What are you going to do? So, you know what? My biggest strength came from my mother and my grandmother, especially when it came to being teased and bullied. I went through that like my entire school life. I remember specifically when I was in sixth grade, every time that I went to the lunchroom, there were these two brothers, no joke, that would sing this song, One Eye, One Horse, Flying Pumpkin, People Leader, One Eye. And I would cry. I know, right? I would cry and I'm like, oh my God. And then I went to junior high for Central. And then I remember people saying, oh, there goes that girl with the one eye. Anyway, long story short. My mom and my grandma instilled the strength in me to change, you know, feeling bad into feeling good. Like my mom would say, Krista, they're just jealous because they have to see out of two eyes and you have to see out of one. And then like you, Shanna, I fell in love with theater. So I actually took what I had being different and I made it into something that entertained people. And that's how, you know, actually I think what molded me into who I am today. Mm-hmm. So, you know. That's definitely my mom and grandma instilled strength in me.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy how those struggles end up, you know, defining sometimes in a positive. They give us the strength that we didn't even know we had.
Yeah.
And we sometimes tend to, if we allow it, we'll carry it, you know, to the next struggle and then the next, to the next, to the next. And it definitely builds character. It sounds so cliche, but it does.
Yeah, very true, very true.
Wow, these are some deep stories. Thank you for sharing that. And this is so good. And as we're wrapping up, for all of our fabulous listeners out there and all of our fabulous Madtown Mom Squad fans out there who may be having, whether it's kids, grandkids, children in their life that they're helping prepare, get ready for the new school year, I wanted to ask you ladies, thinking about your own childhood, all of these lessons that we've learned, how are we translating that into, how are we using that to now empower our own children? So as you all are getting ready for the kiddos to get ready to start the new school year, what are you doing for your own kids to help them have confidence going into this new school year? And any advice for parents, other parents or caregivers out there listening? I can go first for this one. one thing that I do with Lily every morning, that she's the one going into 4K, I make her look in the mirror and say three things that she loves about herself. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, I love my hair. I love my gymnastics that I'm good at. And I love, and then so like she'll just say the things that she loves, and you can tell the more she does it, she's boosting her confidence. So I'm hoping that if she ever gets bullied or ever has other people talk down on her, she'll always like know how to encourage and empower herself, even if she's by herself. And that's just, I do a lot of encouraging words to my kids and try to relate the school to their future. The future dreams that they have, whether they want to be a veterinarian or a NFL player or whatever it's going to be, I always talk to them about how specifically eighth grade is going to help you launch into whatever field you want to do when you grow up, to try to make it relatable. So those are just some of the things that I do, and also just try to have talks with them daily about things that are going on, so I could build a relationship in a space of trust so they can tell me if anything's going on with school. So those are just a couple things that I'm working on, I do, and I would encourage our listeners to do as well. But what about you, Shanna and Krista?
Love that.
Yeah, I do too. And I think Naya's going to take a lot of what she's learned at Beyond Beautiful and using this into her daily life. And just, she likes to sing the song, you know, the Beyond Beautiful. Oh. I hear her humming it and singing it all the time. And aww. To me, it almost brings me, makes me teary that she's, because she likes music and she likes to sing, and she's hanging on to that. And I kind of do the same thing that you were saying, Dr. Jazz, and just reminding them to always be who they are and never to ever, ever, ever change who they are to fit anything or anybody. And I think that I also have always told them, you know, if they're having a tough day, sometimes seeing somebody else that's having a tough day and kind of taking yourself out of yourself and maybe trying to extend, you know, a hand to somebody else can make you feel good and then make them make their entire day. So I always try to remind them about kindness and empathy and just being good people. And also, I love me some school supplies. I love shopping for school supplies. So I always get them super psyched up for that. And so that's always exciting. I'm such a dork. I love school shopping. So that's how I feel.
I'm going to send my kids over so you can take them. I hate school shopping.
Oh, I love it. I'm
going to give you the list. I'm going to send them to you.
Yep. Okay, let's do it. We'll make a whole day of it. Target, here we come.
Oh, Tarjay all day. But I know for Gia, like the locker, her decorating her locker is like everything to her. So I remember.
I bet it is.
Oh, we spent like an hour and a half, you know, last year at school. I'm like, okay, we got to go, girl. Like, but just real quickly, because we are running out of time, just to back up with, you know, with what you ladies said, it's so important for us to instill these, you know, words of kindness to them to be themselves, and also to make sure that they accept people for who they are. I think that's extremely important. And like you said, if someone has a bad day, you never know. And if someone teases you, it's just, you know, my old school way of my mom and telling me is just because, you know, they're having a bad day. They're feeling sorry for themselves. That's why they're putting out on you negatively. So you always try to do the best you can and put a smile on someone's face. So you just never know.
Yep. Awesome. And last question, in a sentence or less, any young people listening out there, because we know we have some young listeners, what positive or encouraging message do you have for the kids listening as we close, in a sentence or less? Go, Shanna, Krista, then I'll go, and then we'll close.
Oh, my goodness. What can I think? This too shall pass, and just keep on keeping on. Don't ever change. Don't ever change who you are to fit into anything, ever.
Absolutely. Mine is to keep on laughing. Laughing will always make you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And mine is, you are so beautiful. You are so powerful. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what you sound like. I don't care if you're different. You are loved. You are special. You're important. You're going to just kill the year. You're so amazing. Go in with confidence. We love you, and you're going to make it, and we need you in this world. We need y'all. to be the next superstars and leaders, and we love y'all so much, and you're seen, and you're important, and we love you. Oh, man, I said one sentence. I'm about to have it. I'm sorry. I just couldn't help it. I love you guys, all our little listeners out there, and you're going to do great, and I'm going to hand it over so we can end the show.
Well, we definitely love you. We love our kiddos, and we're so excited, as you all know, as parents, to get back to school. It's everything for our kids, and ladies, I love you so much. Thank you so much for coming on the show today and just being fabulous moms yourself, and keep on dominating the world as you always do.
All right. Bye. Thank you. Love you.
Love you.
Thank you, everybody.
Kristen in the Morning Rush with the Madtown Mom Squad right here. Subscribe to our podcast at madtownjams.com.